Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to my DDP audience, the Deeper Daily Podcast, 5 minutes every day, 365 days a year. Glad you're with me. Some of you tuning in through, one platform or the other, but however you found us, we are so grateful. I want to talk today. I've been journeying, just jumping around primarily in the 8th chapter of Romans, having a good time. Let's talk carnal mind versus spiritual mind today. You see, we find that to be of a carnal mind brings on death, while life and peace are found in being spiritually minded. That's Romans 8 and 6. Well, in light of the end results that both of those mindset brings, it probably would be wise for us to figure out what it means to be carnally minded versus what it means to be spiritually minded. Let's talk first of all about what carnality is often considered. Carnality is most often viewed as things that are sinful. So you'll hear people talk about certain kinds of movies, certain kinds of music, and they'll say it's carnal, or that dressing inappropriately, or cursing, that these things are of a carnal nature. Well, if this definition is correct, then carnal-minded must be sinful thinking. And what would constitute sinful thinking? Well, that'd be a little tougher to answer than it is to ask. So thank God the Bible tells us exactly what carnality is so we can clear the whole issue up. Still, first of all, with Paul addressing the church at Corinth, he's given them some very heavy instruction due to some of the things they were doing. They had an incestuous fornicator in their midst in 1 Corinthians 5. In 1 Corinthians 11, they're getting drunk on communion wine. They're suing each other in court in chapter 6. They're sleeping with temple harlots in chapter 6. They're abusing the gifts of the Spirit in worship service in chapter 14. And in light of all of these negative things, Paul never once drops the power of the law on them in order to get them to live right, but instead reminds them in 1 Corinthians 15:34, "Awake to your righteousness and sin not." Now, before any of those other things were even mentioned, Paul called the Corinthian church carnal in chapter 3. But it was for none of the sins that we just told you about. Their carnality was wrapped up in how they identified themselves. Listen to 1 Corinthians 3 and 4. "For while one person says, 'I'm of Paul,' and another says, 'I'm of Apollos,' are you not carnal?" You see, it was for identifying themselves through any other means than as God's righteousness that Paul called them carnal. He never said it over their lawsuits, their fornication, or their drunkenness, but he did say it over their divisions. For the believer to see themselves through any other lens than the finished work of Christ is to be a carnally minded believer. To face your trials, your troubles, your sins, your failures, as if the cross never happened, is to be carnally minded. To lean on the arm of your flesh, to trust in your ability to read the Bible, or pray, or fast, or give, or go to church to bring you life and peace, is to be carnally minded. Carnal-minded Christians are not at peace because they've never had a sense of fulfillment that can only be found through the cross of Christ. To think with a carnal mind is to ignore the finished work of Jesus and place yourself under the judgment of God. That's the way of thinking that is an enemy of God, according to Romans 8 and 7. You're incapable of producing righteousness. To walk that way is to live according to your talent. It's to live according to your abilities, little to no regard as to who you really are in Christ. And it's impossible to be pleasing to God in that state, and you'll see no life, and you'll see no peace. Now, this doesn't mean you're backslidden from God. Doesn't mean you're going to go to hell because you've leaned on the arm of the flesh. You're not losing your relationship with God, even though you're going about your walk by your works. However, I do believe you're going to hinder your fellowship with God when you trust your works for righteousness. He loves you the same way, but thinking that you have to earn His love will only lead to frustration, and you will separate yourself. And that's not what God wants. Jesus has paid the price for you to live a life of no condemnation. Think this way and live in life and live in peace. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.